Jessica, a lot of news this week in the area. First, let's start with the state of New Mexico. Health officials deployed a rapid response team to a local business in Otero County. What can you share regarding the COVID-19 cases that were identified at an area real estate business?
So the Environment Department filed an emergency amendment on August 5th that now requires employers to disclose positive cases to the state within 4 hours of the virus detection. Those businesses were named recently, and among them is Caldwell Bankers on Scenic Drive, which had 6 cases of COVID-19 positive responses. Now, they're among a series of about 10 businesses throughout Otero County in which this rapid response unit has been deployed. That means that they're testing all those who might have been exposed to the virus.
Okay, thanks for that update. I want to move on now to some important news out of the village of Tularosa. They have a water use alert out. What can you share?
Correct. So the village have asked its residents, its water users, to be very, very cautious when using water until further notice. So they've absolutely banned all outside watering of lawns and gardens. And for personal consumption, they ask their residents to just be conservative when doing that until they figure out how to address what they're calling a critically low amount of water in their water tanks.
Okay, now I want to move on now and get an update on a fire in the area. What can you share about the fire in the Lincoln National Forest?
So that fire was ignited by lightning several days ago. It started very small, grew through about 300 acres over a two-day period, and is now over 400 acres. It's over in Dark Canyon. There might be some visibility of smoke among area neighborhoods and highways, but for the most part, they're keeping it contained. We're just watching to make sure that it doesn't grow any larger.
In more news, there are some who are concerned about the COVID-19 pandemic impacting their ability to cast their ballot in this year's election. You have news of a nonprofit in New Mexico mailing out absentee ballot request forms for voters in the state.
Correct. So there was some confusion when people received an absentee ballot application without requesting one from their local county clerk. Now, the nonprofit took it upon themselves to mail them out in various rural areas throughout the state. Those are applications to receive an absentee ballot or mail-in ballot. Now, it's perfectly legal to do that, and it's perfectly okay to fill those out and send them back to your county clerk. You can also go to your county clerk to request one or to fill out an application itself. If you've got questions about mail-in ballots and how they work, I urge you to contact the Otero County Clerk's office. They can give you some more information about how to fill that out correctly to make sure your vote is counted.
Okay, there are plenty of places in our region where you can look up and enjoy the sky in the evening. Now, this week is really exciting for some folks as a meteor shower is happening.
Correct. It happens every year around this time. So White Sands National Park has invited the public, since you can't go out and do this in a large group setting, to join them online to watch the Perseid meteor shower. That started yesterday, and we're being told that the meteor shower will peak on the 12th overnight and into the morning of the 13th. So look up. Keep your eyes open, and it should be a great show.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Jessica, thank you for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.